Today, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday is a day of service for many. And in Northwest Arkansas, service can come in many varieties. Later this week, several DJs will take the stage at Rogue on Dixon Street in an effort to keep people dancing and an effort to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
This genre of music, you don't really make a whole lot of money for yourselves anyway. So we just kind of figured if we were going to do this, let's do it and try to make money for somebody who really needed it. And this was kind of what we came up with to do benefits. And that's, you know.
Donnie Petrie is one half of the DJ duo Stereo Kill. He and partner Josh Parker helped organize the fundraising event for Make-A-Wish that takes place Saturday night. Another organizing partner, Brittany Horn, helped put the Saturday night show together. She says she's been mixing two of her passions, music and charity, since she was a teenager.
I started doing events in 2004, just different benefits for local charities in Hot Springs, where I went to high school, and did that for a couple years, worked a couple venues, and then I took a couple years off whenever I left the state. But I got back here last summer, and I decided to do an event, and I started asking around, met a lot of people, and had an event at George's in November, and it went really well, and these guys were nice enough to let me help with theirs, too, so.
It's an idea as old as those old Andy Hardy movies with Mickey Rooney. Some people get together and decide to put on a show. The goal for this show is nonstop music. Several DJs will spin records, and Donnie and Josh, as Stereo Kill, will be working later in the night, creating one never-ending song by mixing music seamlessly between two turntables, often manipulating the speed of a turntable so one song's beat matches up with another. Josh and Donnie say all of this is done with the audience in mind. In short, keep them dancing.
You can't throw one way different type of music with another. I mean, you can, but if they don't mesh well, you know, it's going to be a disaster.
It's not gonna mix, yeah.
Even if it's a good mix, it's still going to sound bad, you know. And you got to really know your music through what you pick.
I mean, it's a lot of audience too. If the audience is not into what you're playing, then you really have to swap fast and kind of get in and out and into a different maybe subgenre, I guess, of what you're doing. But it's a lot of the elements need to be the same in what you're going in and out of, or at least close enough to make it sound like it's not a train wreck.
Good DJs, very good ones, are able to find mixes and musical collaborations that surprise people on the dance floor and move from one familiar track to another before most people realize that the change has even happened.
That's what you want. I mean,
you can see it in people's faces too. If you throw a track that everybody really, really knows and really, really likes, then you can kind of see the light bulb come on when people realize that song.
You can feel it in the crowd too.
Yeah.
Like, whenever the song changes and people don't realize that it changes, like, the crowd, like, it's like this common, like, this consciousness when everybody realizes, wait a second, that was awesome. So
this, like, collective aha.
Yeah, basically. I love it when that happens, actually. It's pretty brilliant.
That doesn't come easy. Donnie and Josh say they rarely, if ever, make out playlists, nor do they keep a mental list of what combinations have worked in the past, since almost every show they do is different. They work on the fly, using their knowledge of music to understand what song might work best next with the one playing at the present time. A lot of the skills DJs use to make those eureka dance floor moments happen involve a small switch on the turntable that will allow the speed of a record to be changed, sometimes ever so slightly.
What you do is when you throw it in, you either kind of drag the record to slow it down, and then you adjust the speed, or you spin the record to speed it up. Increase the tempo, you know, and you just do that until they're just exactly aligned, which is really tough. I mean, you got one headphone on one ear, the other headphone listening to the sound out here, and you got to be able to decipher the two, and that takes a lot of practice.
It's like the most basic thing that you can, that you learn.
Yeah,
and it takes
the first
longest
thing
to really figure it out. It's like an epiphany when it happens. It just kind of...
Oh, yeah, you hear music differently.
Yeah.
It's the day you can hear this record and this headphone and this beat out here and just be able to completely separate the two is the day you just learn to be a DJ, basically.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much, yeah.
DJs have been entertaining for decades, and until recent years, most of them counted on vinyl records to help create their sound. Technology, though, is making the craft of DJing a bit different. the internet and download sites mean that today's DJ doesn't need to drag in crates of records. Songs can be downloaded at the moment. And the latest software means converting MP3 and digital recordings into vinyl, sort of.
You can't ever beat the touch of vinyl. And lucky for all the DJs in the world that just love the vinyl touch, they have this company called Rain made this software called Serato. And what it actually does, you can load up MP3s on your laptop and you can play them through a vinyl record.
It's digitally encoded records.
Wait, what now? Okay, so
special, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So you have the turntable, and a vinyl record or a special vinyl record makes,
yeah.
And you have downloaded something, an MP3, and you play it. You can manipulate it using this special vinyl, so it's as if it were on the vinyl.
Exactly. Yep. You can move the needle to a different part on the vinyl, and it will go to that part of the song.
You can see and hear the skills of several DJs, including the duo Stereo Kill at Rogue on Dixon Street in Fayetteville Saturday night. Proceeds raised at the event will be given to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Saturday night's event is sponsored by A&B Reprographics, Arkansas Western Gas Company, and New Edge Apparel. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.